You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. We are back and we are on. And while I've been off on the break, I've been texting one of the people that's working hard to see if she can be a donor for my wife. I want to remind everybody, go to www.freedonbusiness.com. Up in the right-hand corner, we've got the widget. You can join our team. You can help Vivian in her fight for life. And I want to welcome DJ Van Curen. He's the director of the Arsenault Family Office. DJ is a good friend. He is the man when it comes to real estate and family offices. I got to just say it, DJ. You wrote the book. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate that. Glad to be here.
Now, DJ, let's talk a little bit about what the Arsenault Family Office is and how that gives you a perspective to talk real estate.
Sure. So, our patriarch and the story I always tell is that he had a sort of yoga company about 30 years ago for about $1 million, and he turned that into about $500 million. And as a family office, we've been through three different cycles. He's averaged about a 32% IRR since 1998 on close to 200 deals, and for over 30 years, about 27. So we strictly focus all on real estate, and we look at the real estate cycles and where we're at within those cycles, and then take advantage of those opportunities in the different asset classes.
So, DJ, what is a family office, and why would it focus on real estate? But I guess you kind of just told me you got those jaw-dropping returns.
Well, with a typical family office, and some people say that there's a question of what's really a family office, it typically happens when somebody has an exit in a business that they had. So, for example, a family that I had met, which was up in Georgia, they sold a chemical business for about $400 million, and so they had quite a big, cash come into their family. And so now it's a matter of allocating that money. So just like, yourself, myself, all the listeners may have a financial advisor, a family office is basically the same type of, go through the same type of investment strategies, with the exception that they might be dealing with their personal plane that they have. Typically their investments are directly into companies rather than maybe a fund. But real estate is a very important part of any type of allocation, and it's important for families. Just like the Harvard Endowment, they've got about 15% in real estate, and everybody should have some exposure to real estate to some degree, and especially family offices, because of the amount of money that they do have that needs to be managed.
This is where I throw you under the bus, DJ. Let's talk about that business deal that your family flubbed a few hundred years ago. Tell people about that. It's absolutely a fabulous story.
You're never going to let me forget that, are you?
I am not.
So I was doing some research on my family, and come to find out, the island of Manhattan, so New York City, was originally owned by the Native Americans, and they sold it to the Dutch West Indies Company, who came over, and they actually paid the equivalent of $24 in beads and trinkets. And one of the six directors that purchased the island of Manhattan was one of my relatives. So our family owned from 83rd all the way up to about 133rd, east to west. And I used to live in New York. I started to calculate how much one block was, which got to about $1 million, and then I stopped. But the moral of the story, back to your question, is he did end up losing it. So unfortunately, we had it, but we also lost it.
So DJ, then let's just talk for a second about what families should do in the real estate sector today.
Well, I think there's a couple things. First and foremost, they definitely need to have exposure to real estate, without a doubt. And one of the trends that are happening for family offices is that they're actually partnering with other families. And, that's on the premise that if somebody made all their wealth in widgets and you want to invest in widgets, it's probably best to find a family that was successful doing that. So one of the best things that families can do is to find a family, whether it's our family or some other family, that really created their wealth and try to partner next to them. That would be the first thing. Secondly, is you do have to look at some of the things that you're looking to accomplish, and that could be anywhere from, do you want legacy assets that are going to go on forever for your family and your second generation, your third generation, your fourth generation, and that's going to be a different type of asset, like maybe a, you know, a major building in downtown Miami that's always going to be there and go on forever, you know, compared to if they're just looking to maximize those returns, which might have a different philosophy, which would be, you know, finding a building or investing into a property that might have a value-add opportunity, might need to be fixed up, might need better management. And then when that's maximized, you know, that's sold, and then you go on to the next building. So, you know, you definitely need the exposure. You need the expertise in some capacity or a professional that you trust that can help you do that. And then identify, you know, what do you really want to accomplish out of this type of investment? You know, is it short-term or long-term?
DJ,
and that's really a good place to start.
DJ, we've got to run. We've only got a minute left. How do people get you on your website and find out about your book?
Sure. So I created a website just for family offices, all strictly for education. You can go to www.usfamilyofficerealestate.com. That's usfamilyofficerealestate.com. And there's a tremendous amount of information, including getting the book that I just wrote, which was Real Estate Investing for Family Offices.
Hey, DJ Van Curen, thank you so much. Your family will get over the thing in Manhattan, I promise. I want to thank
my wife won't.
Yeah, well,